salad on my stomach, something you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, upset stomach and it didn't digest.
And would you have different terms if somebody died? Like, you might have more polite way. You wouldn't say so-and-so died. You would say that.
So-and-so passed away.
Uh-huh.
And so my daughter just told me that so-and-so passed away this morning, Mom, at
6:30. Uh-huh. One of your friends?
Mm-hmm. She had cancer, but then she was doing good this summer. Didn't even know she had it.
Hmm.
In March. She didn't even realize she had them all.
Gosh, that's fast.
She's over there.
Would they have a term if it was somebody you didn't really like or kind of make fun? Say they.
Forgot the day. I guess I can't think of that.
How about, is there any place around that people would say is haunted?
A haunted house?
Mm-hmm. You hear any stories about any places?
Well, this house right here belonged to the Ford dealer in town. And when he passed, before he passed away, he lived in this next house. When he married, he was an old man, when he married this rich lady, and he built him this house. Then he owned this house, and he owned that house next door. And it's a graveyard, was back in my yard. And it's two or three tombstones back there. And it had this big flower pit. And it was low back the way it was, you know, things were. So I didn't do a thing, but I told myself if I got to live there, that flower pit got to go.
What was that?
A flower pit. And the old lady that lived here, some of them said, they said, you could always hear people walking, but that was old man Gavin walking in this house, because the man really owned his father lived here. In this house.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, that's old man, every time you hear something, they said, that's old man Gavin up there walking around. But I've never been scared of anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Would they call that a ghost?
Yeah.
Or?
Mm-hmm. That's Mr. Gavin's ghost coming back, but it's not.
What's a flower pit?
It was a place that was dug out, and in the wintertime, you put all your pot plants down in it, and you had like a cover over it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had this, it was large as this room right here.
Huh.
And I mean, it was as deep as this room. But see, after he built this other house, they rented this house, and it was children here. And everything they had, they threw it down in the flower pit because they didn't want it. The top had fell in, caved
mm-hmm.
in. They threw everything they could find down in it. Some of those old monuments and things back there, they just threw everything in it.
Huh.
But I kept one monument. I got one monument back in the back.
Uh-huh.
Black.
People are still buried
there. But I told them, I said, they could rest in peace now where that place was. I said, I'm not going to disturb them, but I'm going to build it up and build my loan over it. And I said, their bodies will rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so low along in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no tombstone when I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew, somebody told me, said, you can tell exactly where those graves were back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know them or nobody, because it was in slavery time when they were buried there.
Oh, okay. Black people.
Yeah. I guess that nobody knows.
Huh.
The last name was Black, Bielisicki.
Oh, that was their name.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any family
they got
around.
In the 1880s. Nobody
huh.
knew.
Because uh-huh.
I've asked everybody that knew anything about
mm-hmm.
this place, so nobody knew.
Hmm. Well. And what about different terms for the devil? People have different names for him.
Mm-mm. Very seldom anything about the devil anymore. I very seldom heard about the devil.
What if you were going to scare your children and tell them you better watch out? Or
the devil will get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my sister had a book with the devil in it. And she'd